أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول ولا نبي إلا إذا تمنى ألقى الشيطان في أمنيته فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان ثم يحكم الله آياته والله عليم حكيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of what those who have brought iman and who consistently perform different acts of righteousness will receive in this dunya and in after as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those believers maghfirah, forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them an honorable and a noble provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of those who strive against the verses and the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to defeat the verses of Allah and trying to defeat the injunctions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as far as those people are concerned, they are the inmates of the blazing fire. Moving on to ayah number 52 of Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the doubt. Where do these doubts come from? The disbelievers, they listen to the Quran, they study the Quran, and there are doubts that are created in their minds, in their hearts, objections and arguments that they raise against the Quran. Firstly, Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is nothing new. Every Nabi faced this challenge, that the people, the community, the disbelievers, they looked for excuses and they looked for certain arguments and objections that they could raise against the divine scripture that was revealed in the past as well, and they would try their level best to create doubts in the hearts and the minds of the people regarding the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. We have not sent a Rasul, neither a Rasul nor a Nabi before you. Illa إِذَا تَمَنَّا, except that whenever he recited, when he recited the Quran to his people, when he taught the Quran to his people, أَلْقَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ, shaytan is the one who cast doubt in his recitation. Meaning when he would recite to the people, then he would also face this situation where shaytan would then cast doubt in the heart, in the mind of those listening to the recitation and those who are hearing the message of the divine scripture. So this is nothing new, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prophets in the past, they also had to deal and face the situation. So it was shaitan who would create doubts in the mind of the people whenever they heard about the divine scripture. And this ummah, as you can see, you will find that every now and again, if you go to social media, people are trying their utmost best to create doubts in the minds of others regarding the Quran and regarding the injunction mentioned in the Quran. And very often we find that even certain Muslims who are exposed to that type of rhetoric and they're exposed to that type of content, they also start doubting certain aspects related to the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here of Rasul and Nabi. Allah says, we have not sent before you a Rasul and nor a Nabi. So we understand from this that a Rasul and a Nabi enjoy different ranks. And we spoke of this previously as well. A Rasul, of course, enjoys a rank and a station higher than that of a Nabi. Who are the Rasul? A Rasul is that prophet or that messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was given a divine scripture and he was given a new sharia to introduce to his people and to the community. That is a Rasul. So he came with a new divine set of laws. And a Nabi is the one who came after the Rasul and preached to the people the message and the sharia, the divine laws that were introduced by the Rasul. So to take an example, in order for us to understand this, you have Musa alayhi salam was a Rasul. Musa alayhi salam was a Rasul. He was given the Torah, he was given the Old Testament, he was given a divine scripture, and he was given a separate sharia, a new set of laws that he introduced to his people. After Harun, after Musa alayhi salam, came Harun, the brother of Musa alayhi salam. Harun alayhi salam, he did not introduce a new set of rules and laws, and he was not given a new scripture, but he continued with a message of Musa alayhi salam, and he received a revelation from Allah azza wa jal, so he was a Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whether a Rasul or a Nabi, when they would recite the divine scriptures to their people, the devil, the shaitan, Satan, he would cast doubt into his recitation, meaning cast doubt into the heart of the disbelievers regarding that recitation. فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانِ Allah says, Allah is the one who nullifies the doubt that the devil creates in the heart. So whenever somebody experiences doubt with regard to anything about the divine scripture, or anything about deen, or anything about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he should seek protection in Allah from the devil. That's the first thing he should do. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, because it is the devil that is creating those doubts in his heart and doubts in his mind. And sometimes, many times, in fact, there are things that are beyond our understanding, and things that are beyond our comprehension, and things that are beyond our logic that we do not understand, and shaitan then takes advantage of that weakness that we have within us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that those thoughts and doubts should not be entertained, but seek protection in Allah from the devil and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to nullify and to remove those doubts. Because Allah says, فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ Allah is the one who will nullify مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانِ what shaitan can into your mind and into the heart. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ Then Allah is the one who makes firm His verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will allow you to develop strong faith and strong belief in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ Allah is the one who makes firm. What does Allah make firm? آيَاتِهِ His verses. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Alim, He is the most knowledgeable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Hakim, Allah is the All Wise. Why does Allah allow this to happen? لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانِ فِتْنَةً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make that which the devil casts, the doubts which the devil casts in the heart and the mind of the disbeliever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to make that as a test. It is a test for who? لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ For those who already have a disease in their hearts. There are certain people who already have a disease in their heart. They have a spiritual disease in their heart. And referring specifically or in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring here to the hypocrites, to the munafiqun, who had a disease within their heart. Meaning they were never really satisfied with Islam. They were never really satisfied with Islam. The discontentment that they had, dissatisfaction that they had towards Islam, the skepticism regarding certain aspects of Islam, that is a marad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is a heart, it's a disease that lies in their heart. So these doubts that the devil is now placing in their mind, it is only a test and a trial for them, because they already exist a disease within their heart. So it is a test, it is a trial for them, and for who else? وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ And those whose hearts have become hard. The ones who have hard hearts, their hearts are not spiritually enlivened. So their hearts are not receptive to the message of the Qur'an. Because if the heart is hard, then the heart cannot accept everything that the Qur'an says. There will be reservations. I'm okay with this injunction, but this injunction does not suit me. I am fine with this one, but this one over here seems illogical to me. So the heart is hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the shaitan, he has cast these doubts in those hearts as well. That is good breeding ground for these types of doubts and these types of thoughts. One is the heart which has a disease. That disease is what? Dissatisfaction, discontentment. And the other one, where the heart are hard, there's no spiritual life in the heart. So those are the very fertile ground for the devil to place doubt and aspersion about the Quran and about any other divine scripture in those places and in those hearts. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says indeed the ظالمين, the wrongdoers, لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ they are in utmost antagonism. They are living their life in this shiqaq, antagonism and hatred towards Islam.
وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this to happen so that those who have been blessed with ilm, those who have been blessed with deep understanding of the Qur'an and who have been blessed with knowledge, أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ How do they react to it? How do they react to the ayat of the Qur'an, the verses of the Qur'an? Allah said that they know أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ That indeed, certainly, without doubt, it is the truth. Truth from who? مِنْ رَبِّكَ From your Rabb. فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ So how do they react? They believe in it. They have firm iman. They believe in it. فَتُخْبِتُ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ And their hearts become humble towards it. So they accept. This is from our Allah. This is the truth from our Allah. And they fully accept it. Unconditionally, whatever commandment has been revealed in the Quran, they accept it. Their hearts become humble towards it. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly Allah لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah is the one who will guide and who will take those who have brought iman إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ to the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in this name.